This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be just a basic rant today, y'all, about the downsides of being a self-aware narcissist in the public eye. Because I've been getting an influx of negative comments that have been getting on my last damn nerves here recently, y'all. People commenting on my Instagram talking about some, "I just realized you are a narcissist. I'm unfollowing. Peace." Like, look, y'all, if you want to unfollow me on social media, you don't have to announce your departure. You are not Raleigh Durham International Airport. You're not new. You're not LaGuardia. This is not LaGuardia here, y'all. You don't have to announce that you're going to unfollow me because I am a narcissist. I've been getting influx and stuff like that. I'm doing an interview tomorrow with Surviving Narcissism, Narcissist Survivor 101, the channel, Dr. Les Carter and Laura. I'm going to be on that channel tomorrow, Tuesday, at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm doing an interview with them. And I'm just like, it kind of blows my mind nowadays, like how far the reach of narcissism is going. And they did a post on their Instagram page, and somebody commented on it and said, "This is not the direction you should want to go. You don't need to offer him a platform." First of all, y'all, I don't need anybody's platform, point blank, period, end of story. I have over 1 million people on my TikTok, almost 100K on my YouTube, 30-some thousand on my Instagram. I don't need anybody's platform to voice my opinion or to say my truth. Point blank period. Like, "I don't think you should offer him your platform." Boo, boo, boo. Shut up. If y'all are not out here actively trying to change the world, if y'all are not actively out here trying to be progressive with mental health, then shut the hell up. If you have literally nothing to offer but a comment from a fake page on Instagram, shut up. You are worthless to this planet. Believe, you don't know them. They are worthless to this planet. Like, what if they aren't worthless, Lee? What if they're doing? You are worthless to this planet if you think, "Oh, you shouldn't offer him your platform because he's a narcissist." And y'all wonder why a lot of narcissistic people don't want to come out and speak about it. Y'all wonder why a lot of narcissistic people who have been diagnosed, there's thousands, literally thousands of diagnosed narcissists in a group, a self-aware narcissist group, wonder why I'm one of the only ones, the first one to come out of that group talking about it like this. Because no matter what you do, no matter what you say, you're still just a narcissist to people. "You're still just a narcissist. But I'm changing the world. You're still just a narcissist. You shouldn't do it this way. Maybe, dude, maybe tone it down a little bit, Lee." Like, shut up. Nobody will tone police me or how I speak my truth and how I speak about my platform. Point blank, period. If you are out here not actively talking to survivors, victims, and narcissists, you're not doing it to the level that I'm doing it. Point blank, period. You just are not. I'm out here changing the world person by person. I'm actively talking to narcissists. I had a good chat today with a guy that's local to me that's, you know, dealing with a narcissistic ex-wife. And he's like one of the main leaders of, you know, a parenting group trying to get, you know, narcissists out there. I'm going to team up with him locally and do some stuff. Like, y'all are not out here trying to do stuff like that. You are just hiding behind a keyboard, making statuses and little TikToks or sharing like memes. Then you are not affecting change. Like, there's literally meme pages. They try to do what I do. They don't like what I do because, "Hey, Lee, you're demonizing narcissists. Hey, Lee, you're triggering survivors." Like, I can't post anything without triggering a survivor or demonizing narcissists. Like, if y'all can do it better, please do it better. If you can do it, like, honestly, if you can do it better than I have, you have a root plan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To do it better than I have, do it. Sarah Crusan said that in a self-aware narcissist group. Cluster B Milkshake said that in a self-aware narcissist group. She's like, I need my own platform. Like, girl, start your own platform. You have a different point of view, start it. I'll share your stuff. And I've been sharing her stuff since that day. I told her I promised I would. She's up. Oh, she's over 2,000 followers on YouTube now. She started an Instagram and she started a TikTok with like 5,700 people on it already. She's making waves because she said, I should start my own channel. And I pushed her to do it. She's a self-aware narcissist female. She was scared to get out there in the public eye because people are going to come for you regardless. You're a demon. You're a Jezebel. You are a narcissistic robot. Shout out Emily Kent. That's my, still my homie. But yeah, I'm telling you, if you're not out here making waves and changes and things like that, what's the girl's name? Haven Lyons. She's out here trying to go to, you know, she's actually in trying to change the world from the medical standpoint. That's actually going to school for this type of stuff. And she has ASPD, antisocial personality disorder. She's out here making waves. And she's like one of my biggest supporters. And I support her. You know what I mean? If she wants to, me and her got some stuff coming up here planned in person here soon. So I actually get to meet one of my biggest supporters and, you know, do a video with her. But change, we're changing the world, y'all. Like, whether you like it or not, this is the, it's going to be, it's uncomfortable sometimes for me putting these videos out here for people to see, putting myself on blast. I've been sharing my wife here a little bit more on my TikTok, and boy, the comments are just getting to my damn last nerves. My wife is a white woman. People come on the comments like, oh, no wonder you married a white woman. You can handle a black woman because black women, no narcissists. The black women don't put up with no stuff. I'm like, my oldest son's mom is a black woman. I was with her for years. She put up with my stuff. Yeah, what are y'all talking about? Y'all act like narcissism, like the personality disorder itself is like racist. Like the personality disorder itself has a racial component to it. Just like the narcissism spirit in me just is not attracted to black people. It just goes for white people. Even though I've dealt, you know, been in relationships with Puerto Ricans, Hispanic people, you know, black women, white women, like literally French, literally all over the place. Mexican, literally all over the place, y'all, literally. It does not discriminate. I do not discriminate. I feel like your socioeconomic background and your actual location has a lot to do with who you are attracted to. Narcissism is not racist. People in the comment section like tooting their nose up. It all makes sense now why you are a narcissist. And they're like, shut the hell up. You married a white woman. Like, what the hell? Like, what the, like, oh yeah, I married a white woman. Like, I love her. Like, what the hell are y'all talking about? I be blowing my mind with this ignorance. Again, if you're not trying to change the world like I am, shut the hell up. Keep it to yourself. Or just disappear. Block me. You're going to block me on Facebook. You're going to block me on Instagram. You're going to block me on TikTok. Or you're going to block me on YouTube. And guess what? I'm going to pop up on your TV. You're like, oh my goodness, I can't get away from this dude. I'm coming. I have delusions of grandeur. My delusions of grandeur are bigger than most people's. And I'm actually making those delusions come true. My therapist said, hey, those are not delusions of grandeur anymore. That transcends into the delusions of fulfillment. That's why, like I said, because I think doing this stuff is going to make me happy. What makes me happy is helping people change, helping people alter their life. Because I'm the reason that they change their life, because they alter their life. The narcissist helped me. That narcissist who you painted as an evil, sick person helped me. Change my life, save my life for the better. You can't tell me all narcissists are bad people. Look at Lee Hammack. And not all narcissistic people are bad people. Not all narcissists are bad people. That's just a statement of fact. There are a lot of bad narcissistic people out there. When they are bad, they are terrible. They treat people terrible. They act terrible. That is a statement of fact as well. But I was like, you can't just sit here and tell me that all narcissists are bad people. I'm out here changing the world. I'm diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. My goal is to change the world. So you're not out here trying to change the world. You got to leave a negative comment on my stuff. I'm going to start blasting y'all online and to a million people. I'm going to start putting it on my TikTok. I just put it on Instagram nowadays because I want to save people. But I'm going to start blasting you on TikTok. Keep on coming leaving negative stuff. I'm like, hey, I didn't realize you were a narcissist. Even though, like, this woman commented on my stuff said, I didn't realize you were a narcissist. I'm unfollowing you. Even though I said in every video, the beginning of every single video, even though it's in my profile, I'm like, y'all are weird. People want to have some kind of level of importance. Like, I just shunned off the narcissist, guys. I unfollowed him. I let him know. I feel so good about my life. No. Anyways, y'all, if you're a self-aware narcissist out there, glow up, grow up, and keep moving forward. If you're an empath, codependent, whatnot, good other person, survivor, glow up. Keep the power. Keep moving forward. Anyways, y'all, my camera battery is blinking. It's flashing. It's about to die on me, like usual. I got in charge last night. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Hope y'all enjoyed this rant. I'm changing the world. Whether you like it or not, I'm coming onto your TV screens. You don't have to offer me your platform. I'm going to make my own. Point blank, period, end of story. Mr. Hammock, mental illness is out. Thank you.